Now, guys, I'm going to tell you something about women, and you can't use this against us. And I'm going to tell you about something about women that you're going to think that the women are deeply offended that I said that. Because if I said it about a man would be deeply offended. But the women aren't going to be deeply offended because it's just true. I want to tell you this by telling you a little story. Can I tell you a little story?
Sure.
Okay. So I was in the car with Greg, and Greg was cranky. You know, he was grumpy. He was irritated about something. And so I was very tense. And I said, honey, are you mad at me? And he goes, why? Is there a tiger in the car? I'm like, yeah, my life's in danger right now. And he said, no, I'm not mad at you, and I'll still protect you. Okay, he'll still protect me. This is good. And then I started thinking, why was I worried about that? Why was I worried that if he's mad at me, he won't protect me? And then I thought, because a woman wouldn't. And I said it to him. I said, honey, I just realized why I think if you don't like me at every moment, that if the tiger comes up at the moment that you're not liking me, you'll let it eat me. That why I think that is because if you were a woman, that would be true. And he said, oh. So women have no honor. And I said, yeah, it's true. Women have no honor. We have no honor. Now, see, I told you I was going to tell you something that you thought was horrible and insulting. That's not insulting to a woman. See, by definition, honor is doing the right thing no matter how you feel about it. It's doing the right thing no matter how you feel about it. And as a man, protecting your loved ones is the right thing no matter how upset you are with them at the moment. It doesn't matter. You could be completely ticked off. You would still risk your life. That honor has you do that. So honor is doing the right thing no matter how you feel about it. Because of our relationship to our feelings, we can't act counter to our feelings. That's why we have no honor. Because honor is doing the right thing no matter how you feel. How we feel determines the right thing. This is why we have no honor. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have integrity. But integrity is an expression of human spirit. It doesn't mean we don't have courage. We have enormous courage. Unthinkable, phenomenal amounts of courage. We just don't have honor. We're not built with honor. Now, you could think this is a bad thing. Women have no honor. I look at it the opposite way. This is what makes men so spectacular. This is why you'd never want to raise children without men around. You just never would. One of my very best friends in the world is gay and is raising a son with her partner. But she's so clear about this. So much of her parenting of her son is making sure that he has men around him constantly so that he grows up in the presence of honor and team and loyalty. And all those things that go with being a man that just aren't built into a woman. But what happens, and why this is relevant to what we're talking about right now, is because I have no honor, I don't know I can trust yours. Because I have no honor, and if I'm really pissed off at my best friend right now because she did something horrible, and so I'm going to tell her secrets, Yeah, we do it. Because I know if I don't like you right now, I'm going to let the tiger eat her. Yeah, take her. Enjoy the lunch, man. Because I have no honor, I don't know that I can count on yours. I don't know that it doesn't matter whether you're pleased with me right now. You'll still save me. Not because of something I do, but because who you are. Who you are will have you save me, not whether or not I'm being pleasing at this moment. But because women don't know that, we are this constant monitoring of our safety, this constant concern for will you provide and protect us, has us always paying attention to, am I pleasing you? Am I pleasing you? Am I pleasing you? Am I pleasing you? Are you? How about now? What about now? It's one of the things, by the way, that kills lovemaking. It kills lovemaking. We're in bed worried at every moment, are you pleased with what we're doing or not doing or how we're doing it? Are we doing it right? And Cosmopolitan says, I'm supposed to pull this now and I don't even know where it is. Sex always perks you right up. So an angry man seems like he is the tiger himself. And a woman cannot think straight in the presence of an angry man. We can't. We can't think straight. We can't problem solve. We can't be creative. We are a mess in the presence of an angry man. Even when what you're angry about is not us. And we have a problem here because remember we talked about women being multitasking? We're not just multitasking, we're multi ways of being. We can switch ways of being like that, right? So you'd be like, oh, Debbie, it's great to see you. You look so beautiful. Hi, Christina. I need store sales. First quarter compared to second quarter, and make sure you get that margin for the cannibalization because we moved in the new store in that region. I need it by 2:00, okay? Hi, Maren. Have you seen that movie with that dreamy guy? Oh my God, it was just amazing. He's so sexy. Sorry, OJ. We can switch like this, right? I can be mad at you. Hi, Gary. You know, and men will wonder which one was real. They're all real. They're all real. We can just switch ways of being. You guys, you don't switch ways of being. You're single focused, single mood. So when you're angry, you're like, are you mad at me? No! Why are you talking to me like that? Because it would have gone, oh no, honey, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at you!